Hi, Amanda. Good morning. You're going to be player number one. Who would you like as your coach, Dana or Adam?
I got to go with Adam. Sorry, Dana.
Here comes the win.
What?
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Nobody ever picks you.
They have been for the last two months.
It's a whole shift.
He's like the most popular person in Orlando all of a sudden.
Butter, baby.
Well, Leah, you're going to have Dana as your coach today.
I'm super excited to have Dana. That's who I would have picked anyway.
Well,
thank you,
Leah.
Nice cover.
All right, Amanda, you'll have the chance to start. This first one is for you. There's cops there patrolling, driving slowly last Friday morning, just looking for anything suspicious. When a 28-year-old guy named Jacob, he pulled up behind the cops and started honking and waving at him. So, of course, they kind of pulled over to see if he needed help, but he just sped up and blew right by him. And they noticed he only had one working brake light, so there's their chance. They tried to pull him over, but he wasn't going to stop for anything. They wound up chasing him for more than a mile. He pulled into a parking lot, which happened to be his work parking lot.
Oh.
It turns out that Jacob was just trying not to be late for work, and that's why he honked at the cops and was trying to push him off the road. But instead of being late, he wound up missing it altogether because they arrested him for felony charge of resisting law enforcement with a vehicle.
Probably lost his gig, too.
Yeah. I just didn't want to be late. Well, now you're going to jail.
And you have no job.
So do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world?
Oh, good, not in the daytime. I'm thinking Florida, but Adam, what do you think? How should we go with this?
Okay, here's the deal. People that live in Florida are laid back. People that move to Florida are laid back. And, if we're going to be late, we're going to be late. We would never do this speeding through traffic and all that. Yeah, I'm late. I'm sorry. I'm from Florida. So I would say anywhere else in the world, but it is your game.
I'm going to go with Adam.
Anywhere else in the world?
Yeah.
Correct. All right. What do you think, Leah?
I say no. I say anywhere else in the world.
Anywhere else in the world as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both of you.
I'd like to claim him in Florida because he's a good guy.
I don't know if he's a good guy. He's pushing police off the road.
But he was trying to get to work.
This took place in Indiana.
Oh,
yes!
Good.
Yes.
Never listen to Dana.
Those
1-1.
There. Yeah.
All right, Leah, you'll have the chance to start on this one. There's a couple, but here's the thing, is this kind of elegant symmetry is just stupid. This couple went to Victoria's Secret on Monday, and they bought almost $800 worth of stuff using counterfeit $50 and $100 bills. Instead of just taking the stuff home, what they decided to do is wait for a couple hours, and then we're going to return to the store. And we're going to return the items and we're going to get money back.
Okay.
We're just going to have a payday. Well, it fell apart because their fake bills were the only large bills in the register still. And they gave them back all their $50 and $100 bills.
I love it.
So the cashier hands it to him and the woman looks at him. She goes, I'm sorry, but these are fake. I can tell. The cashier, same one, quickly put two and two together, called the cops, and the couple took off running. So I guess they got surveillance of them, and they're still on the run trying to catch them.
Oh, wow.
How crazy.
Dana, what do you
and
think?
I'm thinking anywhere else in the world, but I'm not feeling confident right now. After the last one, I was so sure I was right.
What do you think?
I'm not confident either. All right. Oh, people are so dumb. I'm gonna say Florida.
Florida. Okay, Amanda, your choice.
I'm gonna go to Adam for his sage advice. Let's see what you got for this one.
All right. This is pretty obvious. All right. So we have a Victoria's Secret. It's got to be at a place that there's only one Victoria's Secret in the entire town. Because if there was another one, they would take it from one and take it to the other one. Right. So it has to be something rural, and we don't have rural in Florida. So I say anywhere else in the world. But it's your game.
Sure, let's go for anywhere else in the world.
Okay, anywhere else in the world. This actually took place in Connecticut.
Look at that! See, rural Connecticut.
Yeah. All right, the score is 2 for Amanda and Adam. Leah and Dana, 1.
Could you say that again? I didn't hear you.
And Amanda and Adam, you'll have the chance to start off with this one.
All right.
You see car thieves, they get foiled all the time because they can't drive like a stick shift and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we never see him get foiled by something much more basic like this guy. He tried to steal a pickup truck out of a driveway last week. Had the keys inside, so the only thing standing in his way was the car behind it in the driveway. But this guy couldn't pull off a basic 3-point turn to get around the car. And the surveillance video of the house shows the guy edging up, back, up, back, up, back. He can't get out. Finally, he gets so frustrated, he gave up and just walked out of the car and decided he wasn't going to steal it anymore.
Oh,
so again,
crime.
Not caught just, of course it's not a crime.
No, he didn't do
attempted
anything.
Burglary. Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Amanda?
I don't see a whole lot of pickup trucks down here, so I'm thinking anywhere else in the world. But, Adam, what do you think?
Well, obviously this guy has seen Austin Powers where he tries to do that three-point turn and can't do it. And everyone knows that Austin Powers is a huge fan of Florida, and so is Florida of him. So it's got to be Florida. But it's your game.
Sure, let's go with Adam. If he's wrong, then I can blame it on him.
I have no idea what he just said.
I don't know either.
All I heard was Florida.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. What do you think,
for Florida.
Leah and Dana?
Oh, Dana, what do you think? I'm kind of leaning towards Florida because it was pickup truck.
I know, but I think we have to go anywhere else in the world or else we can't even tie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going with what Dana says, anywhere else in the world.
For the tie.
And this took place.
Get the broom.
In Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, Florida?
No.
Darn it.
The final score tied 2-2. Amanda, is there anything you wanted to say to Adam for that answer?
Never listening to you again.
I told you it was your game. You had a choice.
Yes.
You shouldn't have listened to me.
This is true. I did.
Thank you
Be
so much
team.
For that.
Be a team. If you're a team, you're a team.
2-2. Yes.
This is true. Take it all in stride.
Thank you guys for playing Florida or anywhere else
thank
in
you.
The world.
Thanks, guys.
Hope you guys
thank
have
you,
a wonderful
Thanks.
Weekend.
Thank you. Have Bye. A great weekend.